Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview of Stella C. Louie on April 23rd, evening, 1982, by Munson Kwok and Eugene Moy in San Luis Obispo. Continuation, tape 2. I'm Munson Kwok. You said that when you went and got down to Los Angeles that often you would stay in Anna May Wong's place, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. How did you come to know them? Or Young's family?
I don't know. I think I got acquainted with a friend of hers, mm-hmm. and who used to drive back and forth up here. Mm-hmm. She was always driving to San Francisco. And so when she comes by, I'd already had a suitcase all packed all the time, see. So when she would come by and I had time, I'd get in her car and go with her to Los Angeles. And through her, I met Anna May and the family. And then when Anna May used to come up this way, she would always stop over with us. So we got to be pretty good friends, because when she found out that I wasn't interested in trying to get into the movie studio, we became pretty good friends. Uh-huh. See, everybody who wanted to know her wanted to get into the movies. Uh-huh. But when she found out I wasn't interested in that at all, we got very good friends and right. visited back and forth, and she always came up. And in those days, all those Los Angeles and San Francisco people came down here to dig clams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and lots of clams of those days, and they loved it. So they would come down and go clamming and go back.
Was this a mutual friend, a Chinese friend?
Chinese friends.
So about this period, you started to know more Chinese people besides the family.
Well, because of that, yeah. That's about the way you get started uh-huh. knowing them.
Yeah. Those clams were mighty famous even in those days.
Hmm?
Those clams were mighty famous even in those
days.
Yeah,
they sure are.
My father would talk about them.
Well, we were in Minneapolis about 5 years ago, and we went into this Chinese restaurant, big Chinese restaurant, you know.
Yeah.
Thought, well, we'd go and eat a Chinese meal for a change. And we were standing there waiting for a table, and the manager came over and he tapped Young on the shoulder. He said, "Hey, I know you." He said, "Yeah, you don't think you remember me?" He says, "I used to come down to San Luis all the time and dig clams." He said, "I used to be a beer salesman."
Oh.
He said, "I came to your place all the time."
Yeah. Did these people stay over, or did they just happen to know the family and just drop by and say
hello?
Well,
most of them just dropped by. We didn't have enough time, enough space to keep them over.
Yeah.
They'd come up and, like from Los Angeles, they'd come up and dig a bunch of clams and take them back, you know, and go right back.
All in one day, I guess.
Hmm?
One,
oh, yeah.
One-day trips.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any place for them to sleep. And then always about six or eight of them, and you can't, it's pretty hard to do anything about it.
I think you mentioned earlier, too, that there was kind of a relationship between Anna May's father, was it, and
her father and Young's father came from the same village
uh-huh.
in China.
So did they know each other?
No.
They,
I don't know. They didn't know each other back there, no.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I don't remember whether they met over here or not.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember that.
You also mentioned that you got to meet James Wong Howe at
mm-hmm.
Anna May's place.
Yeah. How did I meet him?
How did you meet him?
Well, that I can't remember. Just the circumstances of meeting him, but I remember him
uh-huh.
Being someplace where I was.
Yeah.
And hearing about him, you know, what uh-huh. he was doing. Because that was when he first started in
uh-huh.
out the studios carrying film.
Uh-huh. Did you see these people then often?
Pretty often,
pretty
yeah.
Pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
He said Manna May came and visited you here, but James Wong Howe, did he do the same thing as they moved from here to San Francisco?
No, he didn't travel as much as uh-huh. The rest of them did.
Uh-huh.
Anna May used to come up, and she would stay with us. We had room for one person anyway,
mm-hmm.
and she would always stay over with us. But and her sister, Lulu,
mm-hmm.
used to come up too.
I think Lulu is still alive, isn't that right?
Hmm?
Lulu is still alive, isn't
yes,
that right?
Yes, she's mm-hmm.
fact,
she lives, still lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah, do you still keep any contacts with her?
I haven't. I talk with her on the phone once in a while when I get down to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
As she was here, she came up, maybe 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's the last time I saw her.
Is it about this time that Young also gets interested in photography and
no, he had
some
always
parts
been
of the
interested
movie, business and
no,
so on?
No, talking about projectioning?
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Oh, heck, he's been doing that since 1914.
Oh.
How long is that?
Quite a while ago.
Some odd years.
That's almost the dawn of movies.
You know how how he happened to be a projectionist?
No.
He was working on the farm, see,
mm-hmm.
and he hates farm work. So he tried to get some other job, and he was helping. He got a job as second cook up in the hotel, and he didn't like that either because he had to get up 4 o'clock in the morning and go and fire up the boilers, you know, and everything. So he thought, well, there must be something easier than this. And so he went over. He always was interested in shows
uh-huh.
because they had a big place they call the Pavilion,
mm-hmm.
and they had big shows there. Some of the biggest names on stage played there. And because this was a stopover.
Mm-hmm.
They were going from San Francisco to Los Angeles. And instead of spending all that time on the train, they would stop here and give a show and then go on the next day. See, they made a little money. Well, so then they opened, they had this a theater open. Well, it opened just about a month or so before I came to San Luis
mm-hmm.
Theater, Elmo Theater. Well, he thought the only way he's going to get into the theater business is go down and get a job. So he got a job as a janitor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had been there just a short while when the war broke out, and the fellow, he'd been wanting to get into that booth to see what was going on, and this guy wouldn't let him in, see? This projectionist wouldn't let him in the booth at all. So he used to, he'd climb up on a chair top and to look in the window,
mm-hmm.
see what the heck was in there going on. Well, anyway, this projectionist got a job at Mare Island. Big money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked Young, he said, do you want this job, you know, running the show? And so, yeah, sure he did. So he said, well, come on up and I'll show you how to do it, how to run it. So by golly, he showed him how to run it. The next day he had the job he was doing. He was running it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got the job all right, and then he thought, gee, I don't know anything about electricity. Suppose something goes wrong, what am I going to do? So he decided to go to Poly and take a course in electrical engineering, which he did. So he that's how he learned his electrical engineering.
And was he about the first Chinese in Poly, would you know?
No. Mm-mm. His sister, the younger sister, went to Poly, and she graduated she graduated in 17.
Was
17.
Was she an engineer too? Or
1917, huh?
The sister was an engineer too, or did she?
Was she what?
Was she an engineer too?
No. She took domestic science or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was like a high school in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, she graduated, and then he went to Poly, and so he didn't graduate until 23. So somebody asked him not too long ago, he said, gee, how your sister must be a lot older than you are, he said, because she graduated so much earlier than you did. And he was lucky to get in because now you have to have a high school education. See, he didn't have a high school education.
I see.
But he got into it anyway.
Yeah.
Of course, in those days, there were 7 graduates from the electrical engineering school.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's an honorary member of the Engineering Society. Double E, you know, society.
Is that right? Oh,
yeah.
That's more.
They elected him as an honorary member.
Well, he's made a lot of contributions since, and so have you, to this community. Well, let me see. When you were in Los Angeles, did you ever go and eat in any Chinese restaurants or anything like that since you saw anime?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. Most likely. You hang around with a Chinese, you're bound to wind up.
I wondered if you had any memories of them, because a couple of them were pretty famous.
What?
A couple of those restaurants were pretty famous, and I just wondered if you had any memories of them.
No, I don't remember anything about them.
Yeah.
I guess I just never paid too much attention to it.
Did the old gentleman, Young's father, associate with the Chinese when he was down there, like go back to the family
Not
association?
Not so much Los Angeles, but in San Francisco.
He was a member of
San Francisco.
I see. Yeah. Active in the family association, maybe? Or
possibly the Wong
family association. Everybody up there knew him. He was a big spender, you know, in his day.
Oh, was that so?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was making money hand over fist, and he'd go
Sounds like
and
it.
Blow it all in. He was big stuff.
Did he at least invest in some property in San Francisco or Los Angeles?
No. No, he never invested any of his money.
Stayed away from the big city.
Huh?
Stayed away from the big city in that respect.
No, he was in the big city. He was. That was just a fun place.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a place to eat and spend money and have fun.
Would he be going up? Did he go up there alone, or did he usually take one of the boys with him? Or
heck, no, he didn't want anyone to check off on him.
What happened while he was away? Then
there was
who ran the business down here?
There was always people hanging around there and looking out for the kids and all that. You know how the Chinese are.
But he didn't pressure any of the boys to.
Well,
join with the family association or something.
Well, in those days, that was before he was married. See, that was when he was pretty young, before he was married.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you're talking about an older time when he would go up to San Francisco and enjoy himself before he even had the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in the later years, he would stay pretty much down here in San Luis
he was in San Francisco quite a bit. He would go up there and buy supplies and have a good time and spend some money.
Sounds like Young didn't want to get into the family business. That Young did not want to get into the family business.
No, he didn't like farming. Farming gave out anyhow.
What about the other brothers?
Nobody was interested.
Nobody.
They all left as fast as they could.
Is that right? Yeah. Was the old gentleman kind of disappointed in that, or did he care very
much? He never said.
Now, I know the brothers have quite varied careers. One of them became an army officer.
Yeah.
Another is Prince Juan. How did this all come about, as far as you can tell?
How did it
come about? Like Fred became, how did Fred get into the U.S. Army?
Well,
what made him decide on a military
career? Freddie was the one that was 4 years old when I first came here. Well, he graduated from Poly as a first lieutenant.
Oh, he was in the ROTC out there.
Yeah, they had the ROTC then. See,
oh.
And then he went to Chicago because his older sister was in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And in fact, both the girls were in Chicago then. Helen was there too. And then he went to the University of Chicago for a while. And after he graduated from there, this was before the war now, see. And he went to work for Ford Company.
We're not talking about before World War II.
He went to work for Ford Company, and Ford Company was grooming him and teaching him heavy equipment.
Yeah.
They were going to send him to out to the Burma Road. They were building the Burma Road, And he was, the Ford Company was supplying evidently all the trucks and things. Mm-hmm. And he was to go over there in charge of assembling these trucks and taking care of these trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the war started.
Mm-hmm.
So that program was scrapped. So anyway, then, he went into the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he's first lieutenant when he's ROTC. When you go into the Army, you're second Louis.
Yeah.
Well, then from that, they put him in quartermasters, and he served out his time. He was in Panama for a long time. He was in Germany. He was in Korea. And that copper two-headed dragon in front of the fireplace is from what he brought home back, one of the things he brought back from Korea.
Mm.
And Taiwan.
Mm. He decided to stay in and make a career of it.
Well, he finished up his term, and then he retired.
20 years?
Oh, it must have been. Easy 20 years.
Did he ever spend time in Washington, in the Pentagon?
And he was in Washington, and he was in, where's that other place? Near Michigan somewhere, another big base there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't remember where it was, but anyway,
this is all Army, right?
Yeah, that's where his. Anyway, that was where he sent all that his stuff over here from there.
He ended up a lieutenant colonel, didn't he?
Hmm.
By the time he retired, he was a lieutenant colonel, I guess, right?
Yeah, he was. Now he's a full colonel.
He's a full colonel.
Yeah.
In retirement. Yeah.
Yeah, his last. He asked for, he wanted to go to Singapore.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what he asked for, and they sent him to Taiwan, which was close enough.
Well,
but anyway, that's the reason why I went the first time I went to Taiwan. That was one reason why I went.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to go while he was there. See, he was in charge of all small industry over there.
Oh.
He was big stuff over there. He was in charge of the whole thing.
For the U.S. Army?
Yeah, for the light industry. He was the head of it.
Hmm.
And he has pictures, taken. He's just a little guy, a little short guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, about my height, maybe. Yeah. And here he has a dozen soldiers following him, to where he goes over to inspect all these different industries for the government.
Uh-huh.
And all these guys, all tall, big tall, how Americans
Caucasian
are. Big tall,
Americans.
And here's this little bitty guy. And he was the big stuff.
Yeah. Those must have been pretty interesting years for him. How long was he in Taiwan?
Oh, he was there quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He spent lots of time in Germany, too.
Uh-huh.
And he was there a couple of years, I guess. I've forgotten how long.
Going back a bit, I guess at Poly he was an engineer. He graduated an engineer.
Yeah, he graduated from Poly here.
Mechanical?
I don't know what it was he took.
Yeah. Very interesting career. And today he's over in Hanford area, is it? Over in the valley somewhere, isn't it?
Atwater,
yeah. In business.
Mm-hmm. Well, his wife was always pretty sick, and so Atwater was close to the hospital.
I see.
And it's also close to the big army, where he can buy his stuff.
Oh, the PX?
PX. Close by.
Yeah. Forgive me for not knowing, but did he marry a Chinese woman? Is his
wife
Chinese?
No, she was Japanese.
She was Japanese. Mm-hmm. What about the other brothers or the other sisters? Did they all marry Chinese or marry outside?
The oldest one was married a couple of times. First time she married a Filipino, then she married Chinese. And then Well, the brother married Chinese. Prince Wong's married to an American woman. Helen married, oh, the rest of them all married Chinese. Uh-huh. Yeah. Freddie's wife was Japanese and Swedish. She was a mixture.
Uh-huh. Japanese and Swedish?
You mean she was Eurasian?
Yeah.
Eurasian.
Nice looking girl.
Do they have any children? Freddie?
No.
How about Prince Wong? How did he get into the entertainment business? What did he grow up here and something caught him, like those shows?
No, well, when he was a kid, when he was going to high school, he got to playing music. You know, they're all musical, the whole family, musical.
Oh, yes.
And we had a piano that Helen used to, Helen's an accomplished professional pianist.
Oh, didn't know
and
that.
So he would bang away on that piano, and then he got a guitar and he was banging on the guitar, and then he took up steel guitar, and so then he's not very much for hard work anyway. So when he left here after he graduated from high school, he didn't go to college, he just graduated from high school, he went up to San Francisco and got a job entertaining.
Right
and
away.
And he just stayed with it.
Right away, talked himself into...
He traveled all over the United States on the Keith Orpheum vaudeville circuit.
This would be back in the 1930s, maybe? The 1930s or so for Prince Wong, or earlier?
Oh, it must be 1920s or something like that, I think. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
He continued his entertaining career for quite a while.
All his life. That's all he's ever done.
Is he still in it now?
He's too old now. He plays...
He's retired?
He had a banjo class, but I don't know if he's got it yet or not.
Today he's up in Oregon, I think.
Yeah, Portland.
There must have been some interesting musical sessions then in the family with all the kids playing that they get together a lot and just play or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been lots of fun.
Christmas time maybe they get
together? No, whenever they happen to be together. Helen are the ones that, she plays piano and he plays guitar. And
how about the other boys and girls?
No, well, Walter, he does a little bit, but not too much.
Now, did your own parents encourage music in your family?
Well, their father encouraged the girl to play the piano, but that was all.
Uh-huh. But within your own family, your brothers?
My family? No, we never had opportunity to do much of anything.
Well, I think of